Alex Malone had had enough. He was tired of maintaining that Santa existed when he could never see him. He decided to prove that Santa didn't exist, initiating a media campaign and a sponsored contest challenging children to catch Santa Christmas Eve. Santa found out and asked Eliza to help him handle the situation. Her suggestions led Santa, Teeny Tiny Elf, and everyone at the North Pole on an adventure they will always remember, and so will Alex. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Fisher, author of Trouble at the North Pole. After finishing the book, Kathleen LeDuc shared her thoughts. In Trouble at the North Pole, Santa emerges from the mists of poetry and childhood imagination into a real-life person. Santa uses technology, magic, and elves to shift human perceptions to align with love, acceptance, and forgiveness. I never really believed Santa was make-believe, and after reading Trouble, I know he is a force that exists in all the goodness and joy that resides in the human spirit. Thanks, Elizabeth Fisher, for bringing him into the light. This book began as a short story that came to my mind, and I started writing it for fun a few years ago. In November 2018, I decided to finish it. I thought I had a handful of pages left, many more pages, more than I expected. Later, it had become a book. I had a second book in mind, The Last Christmas Tree. As they both unfolded, I realized that I had a series. I just completed writing The Trapped Wizard, the third book, and have started the fourth. I hope you come along with me on Eliza's adventures. You can purchase Trouble at the North Pole and its sequel, The Last Christmas Tree, by clicking Buy on the webpage. Enjoy!